Stacey Francis Bayman here. Online at flyhawk.com, you can find the full range of their netball products, including hoodies, leggings, netball, and so much more. There are even kit packages that suit everybody, available in sizes UK 4 to 24 and lots of different lengths too. Plus, we can even send you a sample pack for a returnable fee to try some of the range.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Always great to catch up with the CEOs of our nations at the end of the year. Vicky Sutton, Wales Netball, and it's your turn. A couple of my highlights for Wales: launching the league, the rebrand, and the World Cup. Among those, what are some of your highlights, 2023?
Yeah, not too far off those, to be fair, from a Wales perspective. I'd add to that that we did our first senior national clubs tournament in around 11 years a couple of weeks ago. So that was a pretty fantastic highlight. We got the clubs that had won the senior leagues across Wales down to play essentially like a Champions League of club netball. And a club called Dinas based in Cardiff came out on top. So that was really nice to be able to do that and get that tournament up and running again, because we do national clubs for lots of different age groups, but we just don't do it for seniors. So now we've got a really wide offering for senior club netball. We've got National League, which you mentioned earlier, which is players from different clubs in the area coming together to form sort of a regional franchise team. But we've also now got senior national clubs, which is where you play as your club. So yeah, I'd certainly add those two alongside World Cup. That was a brilliant highlight, but also some sort of behind the scenes stuff for me as well this year, Andy. We've reviewed a load of our policies, which may sound boring to listeners that want to know about player signings and guts, you know, score lines, but actually what sits behind all of that is really good governance, and we've been able to do some really groundbreaking work this year and make our governance even better than it already is. So that's a highlight for me, even though it might not be one you'd expect.
How about on a grassroots level? Because in schools as well, that's where we're going to see the next Feathers and Dragons. Are more people playing on a weekly basis?
Yeah, so according to the school sports survey, netball is the most popular female sport in Wales, which is a battle I constantly have with football, but it's there in black and white. The statistics don't lie. So in school, yeah, there's a bunch of people playing netball and a lot more that want to play. And one thing that we did, which was really lovely, ahead of the World Cup, is we sent a resource pack into every single school in Wales that basically highlighted the players, highlighted the competition, and gave loads of really nice activities for kids to do. And we've had really great feedback from that pack because we're not in a financial position to send a coach into every school in Wales like some other bigger sports can, but actually we can send a resource pack that's really easy for teachers to use. And we have certainly seen an increase in interest and an increase in people joining local clubs as a direct result of that pack, which is brilliant.
The Feathers, how have you seen their growth already under Emily?
Brilliant, and always difficult, because stepping into, you know, the shoes of the people that have come before you that have done an exceptional job is always hard. So, you know, Julie Hornwig, then Sarah Moore, who's obviously still involved. So, you know, it was always going to be a challenge for Emily, but one she's absolutely risen to. Really impressed with her decision making around the squad for the upcoming Uganda series, which I know you'll want to talk about in a second. But some, you know, some fresh faces, some uncapped players in there, which is really exciting, because actually it's not a major competition yet. You know, there's slightly less pressure. It's still a high pressure situation because it's performance sport, but slightly less pressure in that the eyes of the world aren't on us. So a really great opportunity to give some people a run out and add, you know, to the 221 women that have already represented Wales at senior level. So hopefully we'll see some new Welsh Feathers in early 2024. But Emily's done a brilliant job. I'm forever impressed when I speak to her, her commitment to the programme and just the way that she thinks. She's very methodical, very considered in all of her decisions. She doesn't take anything lightly. So certainly a brilliant asset to our staff team here at Wales Netball.
Tickets for that test series against Uganda in January being announced on the 10th, 12th and 13th. You can buy them online at walesnetball.com. It's important that you continue to play teams as as good as that?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, Uganda have been consistently ranked higher than us in, you know, in the world for, you know, gosh, past few years at least, if not longer. But we always have great games against them. You know, World Cup, it was a close game. We played them last year. Was it 2022 or 2023? I feel like I'm in 2024 already. We played them recently in Cardiff, pre-com games it was. And again, really, really close games. It's great just to play against a different style of netball, Andy. You know, we enjoy playing our Celtic counterparts, but actually the African nations do bring a different style, and we always have brilliant battles with Malawi, Uganda and South Africa as well. So yeah, we really enjoy playing those teams. So excited to have Uganda back over. There's a really great action plan here in Wales where Welsh Government are prioritising helping develop Africa. So we're excited to do some strategic work in and around those games as well and get some support agencies along to watch live netball. But you mentioned ticket sales, Andy. They are selling very fast indeed. So if people want to come, they need to act fast. So the Wednesday game is 7 p.m. And we've got a Friday game, which is also 7 p.m. And then the game on the Saturday is 4 p.m. So lots of varying times and opportunities for people to come and watch. But tickets are selling super fast.
Would tickets be available at walesnetball.com by any chance?
They are, yes. In fact, as soon as you go on the website, there is a banner which takes you directly to our ticketing website, which I'm currently looking at now. And I can see that the dots are disappearing, which means tickets are selling fast.
It's really good as well because obviously Bethan stepped up from vice captain at Netball World Cup to co-captain alongside Nia.
Yeah, really exciting. And just the dynamic around that leadership team is great with, you know, Philippa and Ella as well. So really good mix of experience, covers all of our positions on the court as well. You've got a real blend of people in there. But also, you know, Nia and Beth are really great friends. So the dynamic works really well. And they both absolutely embody what it means to be a Welsh feather. So really pleased that those two are leading the line in January.
I don't think we can officially announce anything yet, so I'm pleased to see Leah in the team. Anyway, moving on. I spoke to Tamsin about the rankings. We'll hear that chat over Christmas and New Year. Maybe want to do a separate podcast on, but you're going to end in 9th, above Scotland in 10th. Do you reckon that's a fair end to the year? Does it need to be looked at, rankings?
Yeah, I'd be interested to hear what Tamsin said. So I'll listen in for that one. I mean, obviously, we'd all like to be higher, of course. We're obviously glad that we're in 9th. It's, you know, it's a good position for us. It's been a consistent position for a little while. I think we need to look at the stark reality that a lot of the teams ranked higher than us are essentially better funded. And I don't want that to sound like an excuse, but actually, if you are able to pay players to play internationally, they then don't have to work, so they can train more, or they work part-time but they can still train more. So it's always a challenge, because until we sort of tip over and access a lot more money, with the economic climate the way it is, that's not going to happen immediately. There's always a bit of a glass ceiling that we're not going to be able to break through until we get a bit more financial support. And I think it would, you know, I don't want to speak for Scotland, but I imagine they're in a similar position. But look, at that, there's teams in and around sort of 6th, 7th, 8th, which we know we can beat on a good day. So the opportunity to play Uganda in January is our chance to not only, you know, get some fresh feathers out on court, but also to really take it to Uganda and see where we're at. I think there's, with a world ranking system, there's never going to be, you know, a solution that makes everyone happy, but it's always healthy to take stock and review how things are done. And that particular world ranking system has been in place for quite a while now. So, you know, I don't know if it is planning on being reviewed. It would be welcomed. But if it isn't, equally, I understand the justification for leaving things as they are for the time being. But I think the bigger issue in world rankings is almost the financial separation between sort of the top 5-6 teams and the rest of us.
Hi, this is Georgia Rowe.
It's a netball show with Flyhawk. Speaking of Vicky Sutton, looking back on Wales Netball 2023, Vicky, it was the first year of the Tantrum National League. We were really pleased to be involved. So Have you had the chance to assess how things went and maybe look at changes for next year?
Yeah, we have. We've done a full review. So we've spoken to players, management, a couple of fans that came to watch. So it's been fully reviewed in a very robust way. We've made some changes. So some things that you'll see early next year is growth of the National League. And I won't say too much about that now because I'll spoil the surprise, but it is getting bigger and better. Also, we've gone out to sort of, we've done a more formal recruitment process for the workforce. It's something that we were always intending on doing, but we've done a robust recruitment process. So there may be the same coaches next year and managers, but there may not, depending on the outcome of the recruitment process. But yeah, you know, big shout out to you, Andy, as our official podcast partner for the Tantrum National League. It was great to be able to hear the summaries of the coaches, the head coaches after each game day. And also, obviously, shout out to Tantrum for live streaming the whole thing, which really put the National League on the map, which was fab. So excited for another year. Likely we'll have another event day to add. The challenge that we do have is capacity in venues. So obviously, it's great here to have House of Sport in Cardiff, which holds 1,000 people. You will have seen we're playing some games later on in the Super League season at the Utilita Arena, which is circa 3,200 as a minimum. But as you start to move across Wales, you just don't have those kind of capacities. So it's absolutely valuable taking the league across Wales, but there'll always be a bit of a point at which we max out on spectators, which is why it's so good to be able to live stream it all.
We're a few months now into the rename of Cardiff Dragons. How has that been received? And obviously maybe a word on increased partnerships.
Absolutely, you know, brilliantly received. And I think I spoke to you about it when it first came out, and we said that we've done a lot of consultation with season ticket holders. We've actually doubled and some our number of season ticket holders this season, which is great. It's never going to be something that people truly understand the reasoning behind straight away. It's going to take time for people to see why we've done it, but you know, the board are fully behind the decision, and already we've seen some fantastic partnerships. We've announced a couple. We've got a load more to come in January, including a headline partner for our first time ever. That's an exclusive. You heard it here first. So wow. First ever headline partner for Cardiff Dragons. Not telling you who it is, but the fact that there is one is a huge step forward for us as a franchise, and you know, is one of the main benefits of the rebrand, along with obviously a bit more of a local identity and the opportunity to play in bigger arenas. But look, I appreciate that, you know, not everyone lives in Cardiff, and a lot of our season ticket holders and people that come and watch the game are local to Cardiff, which is why we're so keen to continue growing National League, because it provides a local competition day for people to get to. So if you are listening to this and you're not based in Cardiff, please do go and support your local National League tournament when it comes around a bit later towards the summer in 2024.
How about things like match day sponsors, ball girls, and even individual match packages? Are they available?
Yeah, all of those things. Gosh, Andy, it's like you've read our partnership booklet. So yeah, you can sponsor an individual match. We've got a couple of those still left. And people get the opportunity to obviously come and watch. They also get to award the player of the match at the end of the game, and they get a signed T-shirt as well. Ball patrol packages are super popular. So young children get to run out with the team, and then they get to sit as close as anyone is sitting to the court, and just watch out for stray balls that sometimes end up in the crowd. So that one's still up for grabs. And we've still got a couple of our smaller sponsorship packages. We're doing some great stuff in schools and in the community from a Dragons perspective now, and we're always looking for businesses that want to really make a difference and partner with us on those projects as well.
How are things looking overall for Wales Netball in 2024? Already? All set for it?
So I'm going to quote our strategy. They are looking bigger, better and bolder. And our strategy video actually is coming out towards the end of January, that will really explain that to the public in terms of what bigger, better and bolder means, because we throw it around in our annual report, and I say it a lot when I'm speaking to people, but actually we've got a really dynamic video that will bring to life what bigger, better and bolder actually means. And it's there, you know, we're going to deliver it. I think since I started as CEO, we're doing double, if not 2.5 as much stuff as we were doing before. You know, our performance pathway has grown. It's doubled in the last year. We've got more participation competitions than we've ever had. We will have more members than we've ever had in 2024. So everything is just bigger, better, bolder. But that's against the backdrop of a decline in funding, which, you know, isn't a secret. Everyone can see that we're suffering following the pandemic, and actually finances are tighter now in government than they have been before. But I'm fortunate that over the last 2 years, a priority for us has been generating lots of different income streams. So yeah, we're looking okay, but I never like to be complacent. Never know what's around the corner. But at the moment, things are certainly looking bigger, better and bolder in 2024 for sure.
Brill. I just want to end by saying thanks for all your help in 2023, Vicky. Really appreciate it.
Throwing that right back at you. Thank you for all your help and just your interest in every single thing that we do. Every time there's an announcement granted, I get an email from you saying, can we talk about this? And it's brilliant, Andy. Honestly, it's great. The profile that you give us and that you give netball, you know, across the UK and further afield. I know that you know, you do a lot with players that are abroad as well. And, you know, that profile is brilliant. And we need more people like you really advocating the sport, because it's very easy to get lost behind the likes of women's football now, which is, you know, on an amazing journey, but does dominate a lot of the sports media when it comes to female sport because of the sheer size of it. So having someone like you really banging the drum for our sport is really special. So thank you on behalf of the netball community to you for all your support in 2023.
And I'm just going to run with this. Kobe Law for 2024, and I hope it doesn't leave you all feeling weddy blino. And that is the extent of my Welsh.
Nice. Die down, Andy. That was good.
Actually got that far in Duolingo, and it did mind only tell me that Dewey built the tables in the extension so far. So I had to look that up.
I remember you saying you were doing Duolingo. There's some cracking Welsh words as well. Poppity ping is apparently microwave, but it's also microdon. But I prefer poppity ping. it's just great to say. And actually, if you had to say what is a microwave, well, it's a poppity ping. It pops and it pings.
I'll get to interviewing Nia in Welsh one of these days.
She'd love that. She'd love that for sure.
I tried it, but it didn't work. No, anyway, thank you again, Vicky, and speak soon.
No worries. Take care. Happy Christmas. Have a great new year.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.